وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى reward you abundantly for all the sacrifices you are making for his beautiful deen. And may Allah سبحانه وتعالى raise you in rank. آمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared before them while they were all seated in an assembly of theirs. He said, "Should I not inform you of the best of people?" They replied, "Indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A person who holds his horse's head in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu till he dies or is killed. Should I not inform you of one who comes after him?" We replied, "Indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A person living in solitude in a mountain path, establishing salah, giving the zakah, and remaining aloof from the mischief of the people. Should I not inform you of the worst of people?" We replied, "Indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A person who is asked in the name of Allah jalla jalaluhu and does not give." Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "A person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, 'What type of a person is the most superior?' He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, 'A believer striving with his self and his wealth in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu.' He asked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 'Then who?' He replied, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 'A believer living in one of the mountain passes, worshipping Allah jalla jalaluhu and leaving the people from his evil.'" Al-Hakim rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception. He was asked, "Which believer is the most perfect in faith?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "The one who strives with his self and his wealth." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The most superior deeds in the sight of Allah jalla jalaluhu are faith, iman in which there is no doubt, waging jihad in which there is no treachery, and an accepted hajj." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "There are 100 levels in paradise which Allah jalla jalaluhu prepared for the mujahideen in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu. The distance between one level and the next is like the distance between the earth and the skies." Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who is pleased with Allah jalla jalaluhu as a sustainer, as Islam as his religion, and as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger, paradise becomes incumbent on him." Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala was astonished by this statement, so he said, "Repeat it to me, O Rasulullah." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it and then said, "And there is another thing by which Allah jalla jalaluhu raises a servant by 100 levels in paradise. The distance between one level and the next is like the distance between the earth and the skies." He asked, "What is it, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, "Jihad in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu." Shahr ibn Hushab narrates from Muaz ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an, that he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "O Prophet of Allah, inform me of a deed that will admit me into paradise." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Excellent, excellent, excellent. You have asked about a very serious matter. You have asked about a very serious matter. You have asked about a very serious matter. It is very easy on that person for whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wills good." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, "That you believe in Allah and the last day, that you establish the salah and pay the zakah, that you worship Allah Jalla Jalaluhu alone, without ascribing any partner to him. You do all this till you die, while you are in this state." He then said, "O Mu'adh, if you wish, I will inform you of the head of this religion, the foundation of this religion, and the peak of this religion." Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Indeed, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inform me, may my parents be sacrificed for you." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah jalla jalaluhu said, "The head of this matter is that you testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah jalla jalaluhu. He is the one and he has no partner. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his servant and messenger. The foundation of this religion is the establishing of salah and the paying of zakah. The peak of this religion is jihad in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu. I have been ordered to fight the people till they establish the salah, pay the zakah, and testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah jalla jalaluhu. He is one and he has no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his servant and messenger. If they do that, they have held onto the true religion, and they have safeguarded their lives and wealth, except what is due thereof, and their reckoning is with Allah jalla jalaluhu." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No face changed color and no foot became dusty in any deed by which the ranks of the hereafter are sought after the compulsory salah, like that of jihad in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu. The scale of deeds of a person did not become as heavy as by an animal which he gives in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, or which he himself rides on in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu." Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The peak of Islam is jihad in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu." Abdullah ibn Habashi al-Khath'ami radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked as to which deeds are the most superior. He replied, "Faith in which there is no doubt, jihad in which there is no treachery, and an accepted hajj." He was asked, "What charity is the most superior?" He replied, "The charity of a person who is himself in difficulty and has very little." He was asked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Which emigration is the most superior?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, "The person who emigrates abstains from that which Allah made unlawful." He was asked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Which jihad is the most superior?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, "The person who wages jihad against the polytheist with his life and his wealth." He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was asked, "What type of death is the most noble?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, replied, "He whose blood is made to flow and his animal's legs are chopped off in the battle." Ubada ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wage jihad in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu, because jihad in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu is one of the doors to paradise. Through it, Allah jalla jalaluhu saves the person from worry and grief." Fadala ibn Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, 'I stand guarantee for that person who believes in me, embraces Islam, and emigrates, that he shall receive a house on the outskirts of paradise and a house in the middle of paradise. I stand guarantee for that person who believes in me, embraces Islam, and wages jihad in the cause of Allah, that he shall receive a house on the outskirts of paradise, a house in the middle of paradise, and in a house in the highest levels of paradise. Whoever does all this, he would have left no avenue seeking goodness and no avenue escaping from evil. He can then die wherever he wills. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a single hajj is better than participating in 40 jihads, and a single jihad is better than 40 hajjis. Once a person performs a compulsory hajj, then participating in a single jihad is better for him than 40 hajj, and a compulsory hajj is better than participating in 40 jihads. Imam Abu Dawud rahimahullah narrates in his Al-Marasil from Makhul, many people came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of the Battle of Tabuk seeking permission to perform the hajj. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore said, to take part in the jihad for that person who has already performed the hajj is better than 40 hajjis. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, performing hajj for he who has not yet performed it is better than taking part in 10 jihads. Taking part in one jihad for he who has already performed the hajj is better than performing 10 hajjs. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, what is there that is equivalent to jihad in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? He replied, you cannot do it. The companions repeated this question two or three times, and each time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied by saying, you cannot do it. He then said, the similitude of a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is like that of a person who fasts by day, spends the night in worship, who is devoted to the verses of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He does not stop fasting nor offering salah till the mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu returns. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. A person said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, show me a deed that is equivalent to jihad. He replied, I cannot find it. He then said, is it possible for you that when the mujahid departs for jihad, you go into your masjid and offer salah without stopping and keep fasting without breaking your fast? The man replied, who can do that? So a narration of Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah states, the similitude of a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu's best who wages jihad in his cause is like that person who fasts, who stands devoted in salah, who remains in the bowing and prostrating postures. And Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the similitude of a mujahid in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is like that person who fasts by day and spends the night in worship till the mujahid returns, no matter when he returns. Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that his wife went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my husband has left to wage jihad. I used to offer my salat behind him whenever he used to offer salah, and I used to follow all his other deeds. Now tell me of a deed that will enable me to accomplish his deed of going in jihad till he returns. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, is it possible for you to remain standing with sitting, to continue fasting without breaking your fast, to continue engaging in the remembrance of Allah without stopping until he returns? She replied, I'm unable to do all this, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. Even Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, even if Allah Jalla Jalaluhu assisted you in doing all this, you would not accomplish one-tenth of what he is doing. These are the virtues of going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jihad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.